upon a time. A DJ's task was just to play records. What more could you ask? But then came remixes, scratching and cuts, which was too much for many. Drove some DJs nuts, but the DJ named Glove has reigned supreme as the turntable wizard of the hip-hop scene. So listen to and check it out, but remember this: when the Glove's on the wheels of steel, he's reckless. And even fame. But when you talk of MCs, Ice-T is the best. And when you talk of DJs, forget the rest. Glove's reckless.
Just imagine those Snapcaster Mages are.
Oh man,
fuck them on, man!
Sick.
If that Snapcaster Mage came out looking like that, I'd have to buy a set.
Some of the cards work, but some of the other ones, like Snapcaster Mage, they have Planeswalkers and Arid Mesa. I mean, some of these are actually pretty cool.
It's just
someone putting like artworks into the future site folder.
Yeah. All right, welcome to NG Cardboard Crack House. It's so great,
Mr. Worldwide Dolly.
Parking lot.
And we're missing Biffo.
Yeah, Biffo's still out.
Speaking of which, man, where you been?
Work.
We sent out the Indians. We sent out search parties. We have posters. Have you seen this man?
To be fair, if you sent out the Indians, they probably would have found me really quickly since I work at a casino. So.
I'm
just saying, bro. Like,
well, let's clarify. You got to remember, you know, it's not the dot on the forehead that we're worried about. We're worried about the.
That's true. I'm worried about the ones dot on the forehead too, but. That's just
not as bad.
It's not as bad. But just working, so it's really hard, and then school's back up, so I'm doing a lot.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Parking lot. How was your weekend?
Pretty good, pretty good, you know.
We don't have Bubby here freaking doing lines of fucking coke off of
I love cocaine
off of somebody's dick.
To be fair though, you probably shouldn't be posting pictures of him actively doing like, at least, because even when we say it, he can, like plausible, like, denial. He can deny it. That he never, because we don't have proof. But once you post a picture,
we deleted them. Okay. Don't worry.
I'm not worried about it at all. That's him. He's doing it. I don't give a shit. Like, yeah, fucking my problem. Just last time I hung out with him, he was like, "Yeah, I wish you guys would take that off." And I was like, "Well, I'm not an admin."
Oh no, my full credit card information. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, his credit card was on there. I was like,
it wasn't the thing though. You couldn't, you know, yeah, it wasn't legible.
No. All right, so let's get on with some magic news, man. We got a lot of it going on right now. We're gonna talk about. Let me see. We're going to talk about the shitty-ass Challenger decks. I know, brought it up a couple episodes back, but the spoiler list is fully out.
The deck lists are available now for viewing.
Yep, so as everyone, if you don't remember, we had Challenger decks back when was it Mardu Vehicles?
Yes.
So it was Aether Revoltish time. Yeah, Aether Revoltish,
yeah. So when Energy was still the main
mechanic. Yeah, which is funny. They had them for Aether Revolt, but they didn't have anything for
Ixalan. They skipped it for Ixalan.
Yeah.
And they skipped it for, yeah. So, yeah, so we got Challenger decks. They're back. I don't know if they're better than ever because I haven't looked at them, but from what I hear and from what I've been seeing on social media, they seem to be pretty decent. So, and just like the other Challenger decks, they're worth, you know, the decks are actually worth their money.
I hope they're worth the fucking money.
Well, at least like the red one has one Arclight Phoenix, right? So it's like, has Rekindling Phoenix in it. Yes,
yeah, Rekindling Phoenix in the mono red.
And then Arclight in the Izzet deck. So I mean, like, they're there.
Well, here's the thing, man. You know that card's still going to fucking fetch a decent amount of money.
Oh, yeah.
We don't know what's going to happen with that card's still going to be in rotation. It's still going to be in rotation
It's going to be in rotation for a while.
We don't know what's coming out with the new set.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Right. So it's so if you guys don't know, if you live under a rock,
PAX East is coming up next week.
Oh Jesus! Yeah, it is.
So
we might get something.
Well, there's Lamaro's statement. They're going to start showing
spoilers but that's for the modern set. Yeah, isn't it?
They're gonna start doing both because
it's both at the same time.
You gotta remember War of the Sparks coming out in a couple months.
Yeah, War of the Sparks huge. So, yep.
Okay.
And they gotta showcase those 36 fucking planeswalkers. So Tony, 36. So Yas wasn't here for the 36 planeswalker thing, man. So what do you think? What's your take on that?
That's way too many. I'm sorry. Like, it's cool. It's cool that WotC's bringing an end to the era of planeswalkers for Magic the Gathering's lore, but. Jesus, 36, bro. Like that means we're gonna have every rarity of planeswalker. If they exclude commons, that means that almost all the rare slots and all the mythic slots are gonna be taken up, leaving uncommons. Like they are gonna be uncommons, but there's not gonna be a bunch of uncommon planeswalkers.
Now remember, each pack will have a unique spot strictly for a planeswalker in every pack.
Yeah, well, it's not a unique spot. It's what they did with first shadows, second shadows, what they did for
but are they going to have it situated just like it was with Dimir, House Izzet? Are they gonna break it down by those colors? Are they gonna
who knows?
Yeah, it's just honestly they WotC can do whatever they want with the color of planeswalkers. Like they've already shown that like we get a Johnny and everything. So it can be anything. We'd have like mono, dual, tri-color planeswalkers again. We could have the first four color, five color even, not counting Urza for you fucking casuals. So it can be anything honestly at this point. Like, but if they, like I said, if they exclude common planeswalkers,
well, be considered. Well, no, he's a three.
He's a three color. He's never been Grixis, and that's it. He's never changed.
Is he the only three color?
No.
No. You have Tamiyo, Tamiyo.
You have what's his face? Sarkin. Rug.
Which was Jund.
No, he's Rug.
Rug.
Red, blue, green.
Red, blue, green, yeah.
And then I think we had one more. Maybe. No. No, we didn't.
Maybe they'll finish Johnny was close.
Nah. Maybe.
I mean, they had the opportunity.
That'd be smart, man. They're going to do it just to do the three colors.
Yeah.
At least give us the last two that are missing.
Yeah. Or they get like.
They give us fucking Alara back the next following set.
Yeah, that'd be sick. Or they give us hybrid Mana Planeswalkers for the first time and only time.
Yeah,
some interesting. It'd be interesting to see.
Well, there's talks of Lorwyn.
Yeah, I mean, if we go back to Lorwyn, that's pretty cool. But
can Tybalt truly be the first one drop planeswalker?
I mean, he should have been, but, you know, still too broken. He's the most powerful planeswalker in the multiverse, so he can't be one drop.
Yeah.
That's right.
Still a two drop.
It's just like, you know, Jar Jar being a Sith Lord.
Yep. Most powerful Sith Lord.
It's obvious he has to be. I mean, come on.
Of course, man. He won a war by accident.
Yes, exactly.
Like, he won a war by accident. It definitely was no fucking accident. Everything he did, everything he does, for some reason, always cascaded down to the him side winning. He was on winning, yeah. So, Jesus Christ, you guys were serious about this fucking card.
Yeah.
It's that is seriously a fucking nice joke. Card. Why? This doesn't do anything. It's future sight. It's past that point. Like, it's not going to raise the price if you guys buy it all out.
You guys, oh man, Storm Elemental.
Storm Entity, first of all.
Storm Entity. The Elemental.
Yeah, the Elemental.
The two drop that love Storm.
But still, the card is still garbage. The foiling is nice because it's future sideboard.
Hey, the card can be done. Geo drew 30 cards off this fucking thing.
I don't care what he did with it. Still garbage.
Anyway. Yeah, so these Challenger decks, I like the mono white. It's well balanced. Mono red, obviously. Mono red's too fucking good on its own.
And then we have Golgari.
And then we have Izzet.
Yep. So the Challenger decks are based off of the four pretty much consistent, like most popular, most played decks of standard right now, which has.
Yeah, the only one we want is Izzet.
Yeah, the only one we want is Izzet, but the mono white, the mono red. The mono red's pretty decent just because it has the one with Killing Phoenix and it has four Goblin Chain Whirlers, so it's pretty decent in and of itself. And then Golgari. I didn't look at the
Jade Light Rangers.
It's got Jade Light, Vraska.
It gives you two Jade Light.
I think it's two Jade Light, one Vraska.
Yeah, two Jade Light, one Vraska.
How many Woodland Cemetery?
Two Woodland Cemetery, one Overgrown Tomb.
Yeah, there we go. One Jock.
It's got three Eldest. Three Eldest Reborn. It's not too bad. And then in the Izzet deck, we get the one Arc Light Phoenix and Tiv, two Niv-Mizzet Perun. Which is pretty good.
And then, the price just for the deck is actually the price of the Phoenix. So
yep, and it gives you instead of it'd be cool if they gave like two Sulphur Falls and one Steam Vents, but they opted for three Sulphur Falls instead. So
recommendation from the Woof Awatsi over here: you buy a full playset of the
Izzet deck
because you're looking at spending just as much anyway for a playset of those anyway. For it, you
actually place have a every deck. Killing,
yeah, exactly.
And you can trade those extra Sulphur Falls for shocks.
You trade the extra Sulphur Falls. You trade the extra
even the bulk commons and uncommons can get you Ravnica Allegiance commons and uncommons, which you'll need for the deck,
pretty much.
Because I believe all of these are missing cards from, I believe only Ravnica Allegiance.
Yeah.
So, buy four of those, and you can get your average
Drake and.
I thought it was.
Could have sworn Niv-Mizzet was an Allegiant. Niv-Mizzet is definitely an Allegiant, wasn't he?
Because
we didn't get Steam Vents the first.
Yeah, he's in the first set.
Was he Allegiant?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Because he wasn't in the first set, was he? Izzet wasn't part of the first five.
I don't know. I don't play standard, so.
No, he was in the first one.
Was he really?
Yeah,
Fuck. What was in the what five were in the second? Orzhov.
It's Orzhov, Gruul. Orzhov, Gruul, Boros. No,
Boros was first.
Fuck it, who cares? You're so bad about this.
Anyways, even if it's missing Ravnica Allegiance cards, you can pick those up pretty. So the fucking you get four, you can get one Arc Light Phoenix. Like that's all that matters. Buy four of those, you have a playset which you would buy for the price of the four Challenger decks. And all your
extra bulk shit, you just trade in for Ravnica Allegiance commons and uncommons.
Just trade them in for the Steam Vents you're missing there. Bam, you're done.
Yeah.
So, but it's pretty cool they brought back the Challenger decks. I think we had called it that we said that they would reprint, they'd bring back Challenger decks. So we told you so. And if we didn't,
he's back to say, I told you so.
Mm-hmm. But so it's pretty cool. They're all worth their money. I mean, fucking the mono white deck has two histories of Anaya. I think those are like $20. How much are they now?
Those went down the last time I remember. They fell from graces.
I think gone forever. Jesus Christ.
Let's see here. History. Loading. $9 pop.
Fuck. I've been gone for way too long.
Okay, it doesn't matter. There's $20 right there. Okay, $18. The supposed MSRP because it's the last of the MSRP product, is $30.
Yep.
So yeah. Each one of these has actually decent value.
Because it's what, four decks?
Nice.
Four decks.
Someone, one of the guys, I think Brandon brought them on the DGen chat for like $100.
Yeah, I think it was $100 bucks shipped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's like, that's pretty good. That's
pretty good. Yeah, so they're worth it. They're worth $30. You get your money back guaranteed.
If you can't find them on your local LGS, man, you can just go on Amazon.
Yeah, just go on Amazon. They might be a little bit higher because, you know, they're assholes. Or even eBay. But, yeah, so definitely pick them up. They got the mark of approval from the Crack House. True, hashtag true value.
Oh, yeah,
so
man.
Pick them up while you can.
I got to do it, man, for Biffo. So, Biffo, this one's for you, man. It's all about that value. Value, Biffo.
Hashtag value.
Hashtag true value.
Oh. Fuck it. And see what else we got now.
Thirsty.
All right, these are done over. Buy them. They're good. They're worth it.
Yeah, man.
Plain and simple.
Let's talk about Arena, shall we?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
You mean that best of one format?
Garbage.
True garbage.
You don't know. We have a Crack House Arena account now.
I know. You tell me about that.
So
I just don't know how well we're doing, but
I'm not trying to fucking get mythic, man.
No, we got to send.
I'm playing Division.
Send one of we got to send a message. We got to send Tony.
No,
you know?
No. I mean, we already have Gio up there. Or who is this? Gio or Brandon? That's up there.
No, it's Callum Bane.
Callum Bane is up there. Up there
with there his go. Mythic account.
Yeah, see, that's fine. Bane. He's like number like eight something now. So
yeah, he's in top 1,000. Yeah. I mean, hell, man, he can make some money.
Yeah. The problem is like, if you take the top 1,000 and they invite 32 every time, whatever, like, it's gonna take, I don't know, fucking 10 seasons maybe before they even get to the 500s to choose that many people.
No. What it is that 1,000 gets invited to a special event?
Okay.
They play it out,
and then whoever goes gets the okay. Well, then he's already set then. So, but the problem is he has to stay there when the
and hopefully next one goes. He flies his happy ass to L.A. so we can go down and visit his ass.
Yeah.
Hey, Callum, I'm just saying, man, if you can't make it out there, just forge me and then I'll go.
Yeah.
I'll take it, then I'll win, because I've already piloted the is it blue, no, is it Phoenix deck now. It's no longer is it Drake deck, is it Phoenix deck, and I've already whooped ass, so.
All right, so we're going to talk about the state of the beta from March for Arena.
I'm still surprised they're calling it a beta. Like, we're way past this fucking point already.
Yeah, I look at it like this, man. They might as well just fucking say, hey, you know what? This is not a beta. This is now release. Just fucking here. Have at it. So, we're going to talk about playing with style. So, have you guys ever wondered, when you walk into a card shop, you look out there, man, you go and you buy, you have a deck on you, and someone goes, you need card sleeves, man, you know.
Yeah, it happens from time to time during like drafts and
stuff. You look up on the wall, they have everything from Ultra Pro, Dragon Shields,
KMC,
you have no name brands, and whatever else. But now you can have card sleeves for your fucking digital cards.
Hey, man, some of my digital cards are worth money.
So you know what that means? So you mean those digital cards get fucked up?
Yep.
Wow. So they can become played?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
You know,
condition matters?
Unlike, how can I put this, man? Moda, where you can get a full set of cards, turn it in, and get it sent to you.
Yeah.
Where, I'm sorry, you can't do that with Arena because they don't allow that, which I think they should.
I don't think so right now, just because
it's easier to pick up. Well, the reason why is, look at, $100 gets you 90 fucking packs.
Nice.
Okay, 90 packs. Now, out of those 90 packs, you're going to get your set.
Yeah.
And you're going to get extras.
Yeah.
So why not have a redemption if you're doing that?
So you're telling me that WotC should send me a full play set of...
Not a full play set, just a single set, just like it was.
So WotC send me a single set because I paid $100, and potentially, which most likely you will, 90 packs, you're almost guaranteed.
Yeah.
To get
because to get it's an 8-card pack, so...
Oh, it's an 8-card pack.
Yeah. So,
okay. No, I don't think so.
Well, I do.
No, I don't think so.
I think it's... That's...
The problem is, the reason why they won't do it right now is because there's one card that is... you know, almost 50% of the $100 potentially.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, you spent $100, you could have gotten like 3-4 Arc Light Phoenixes and other things. Maybe if you're, you know, a godsend and, you know, the RNG.
I spent about $100 on the account, so we got a decent variety of decks.
I need to pick up a new laptop. If I pick up a new laptop, I might actually play on our account, try and get us up there. Just play as it Phoenix, because
just play on that motherfucker and just have fun with it. But yeah, you're going to get to be able to sleeve up your virtual deck with some virtual fucking card sleeves.
Dumbest shit.
And now, here's my question. Are they charging for this, or is it just going to be a free edition just for the fuck of it? Because if you have to pay for it, I say fuck no.
I guarantee you, it'll be like all the monochrome colors, like the regular color sleeves, it'll be free. But if you want to get like Lily. Art sleeves. Yeah, if you want to get art sleeves.
Well, they're going to give you sleeves for the 5 mana symbols. So you're going to get...
Okay, so you're the classic Ultra Pro sleeves from back in the day.
Then they have the Ravnica Guild sleeves, which more than likely you're going to have to...
The Eclipse sleeves that we just got, okay.
Oh, fuck, no, not Eclipse.
Well, it...
But, yeah. So I don't know if you're going to have to pay for those or not.
Probably will.
Then they're also changing the way you can have and view your cards.
What you mean?
Full art.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You can set your shit to be full art now.
Are we talking any card?
Borderless, full art fucking cards.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you remember a while back when I had mentioned about having, you know, once online gets its own unique set of cards, its own unique set, that's when we know Magic's going to be abandoning paper? Phase 1 has just been dropped. Unique promo full art cards that you will not be able to get in paper.
Nah, you can't say that because MTGO did that, Vintage Masters.
So let's go.
Well, see, that's different.
So what it is card styles do not add to your card collection. So if you want to go full art on a certain thing, you can't do it and it won't add to your collection. But once acquired, a card style can be applied to all the cards with that illustration. You don't need to acquire it more than once.
Okay.
Card styles are based on the card's illustration. That means that if the card shares a illustration across sets, Luminous Bond and Ravnica and Corset 2019, once you've unlocked that card style, it will apply to any card in your collection with that illustration.
That's cool, I guess.
If the card appears in a set using a different illustration, it'll have a separate card style you can acquire. So
okay.
It's possible to acquire card styles for cards that you do not have in your collection. So you're opening up packs, you get something, it's like, oh, this card style.
So it'd be like a token. So like tokens, you can get a token, but you didn't get the card that makes it. But you have the token, so
which is stupid. This better not be in packs. You have to get these things from playing the game. You have to, because if you open up a pack,
I hope if it is in a pack, it's a program where it doesn't take a card slot. Like I said, it's just like token.
This is where it gets complicated, and I'm wondering when it's going to get implemented, how it's going to work. Is it going to be you're building your deck, and you go, oh, you can click this button, and now it's the full art variant instead?
Probably.
Or is it, if it's open the packs, then
so what's stated online obvious. Is the card style allows you to change how the front of your card looks. For this update, we're adding a style unique to Magic Arena for combining a parallax effect with extended artwork, showcasing... they're showing a picture of Sulphur Falls, which is pretty badass. Mm. So the card moves back and forth, and you know it looks like they're shitty ass fucking commercials and stuff that they put on YouTube.
Right.
We'll be previewing a few cards of these leading up to next week's update. Next week's update is coming up this week.
Right.
You'll also be able to see which cards have card styles in game throughout the deck builder, which now has a new filter option specifically for card styles. Selecting a card will provide more information on how the card style will be obtained throughout Boundless Seasonal.
Okay, so that right there tells me there's that whole alternate, like, mini tasks, right?
Yeah.
That you do in Arena. Your new awards for tasks is unlocking... filter for filters. A certain
the thing
card
is,
here
I guarantee you the guys that are going to hit gold and diamond and mythic, they're going to unlock a lot of this shit.
Which is fine.
Well, at this point, I mean, it's just
completionist. You put a lot of work in there. You might as well get the option of doing that.
Which is fine. As long as like some fucking glitches occurs where when you achieve that picture, a certain filter, you don't get the card with it.
Yeah, no. It's an unlocking of a filter thing. It's just like these background, the quote-unquote sleeves. It's going to be the same thing. This is going to be an award. It sounds like an award for beating a task. Yeah, it's a grinder's award. It's completionist.
Yeah,
it's cool.
They also have, this is on the card sleeves. Card sleeves are allowed you to change the way the back of the card looks. You don't see the fucking back of your cards anyway. Your opponent does.
You're flexing on your opponent.
So you're, yeah,
like
so
card
so
styles, you'll be able to select your card sleeves from the deck builder page by clicking on the deck box and then selecting which card back you'd like to use from the ones you have available. Additional notes. Once acquired, a card sleeve can be applied to any deck in your collection. You can choose the card sleeve to apply on a deck-by-deck basis. You can have different card sleeves for every deck if you desire. Applying a card sleeve is optional. You'll be able to swap between card sleeves and default card back in the deck builder.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to stick with my original statement. This is all completion tasks thing for these random shit prizes.
Yeah.
Hey, that's all I'm getting out of this.
The last thing they're going to do is avatars.
Okay, now I'm curious.
Last but not least, more avatars. They'll work just like the avatars currently do, only now there are more of them. Before you asked, I mean, because I'm using, who am I using? Sarkinvol.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the only one I'm using. I'm using, and it's his black-red version.
Oh, Sark on the Mad?
Yep. Yeah. That is the one that I use. They only have, I think, 9 or 12 different ones.
Yeah, from what I've seen, yeah.
So they're just going to be updating with all the other Planeswalkers.
That's cool. Update. Before you ask, we're not removing any of the avatars that are currently available. No tasky backslides on the options you already have. Hatali and Angrath, whatever those fucking which were used during closed beta before players could select their avatars, will be available for purchase with either gems or gold. So if you want a fucking new avatar, you gotta spend money. Real money.
Wait, hold on. Is it you gotta spend money for the ones coming or just the ones that were
the
beta?
The new ones.
The new ones that are gonna be released.
And each of the 10 guild leaders for Ravnica is also available.
Okay.
So if you want to look like the Butch Bulldyke for Demir,
you want to look like Soy Boy from Gruul?
No, that's Azorius. That's not Demir.
Well, nah, I still say it was Gruul's, what's his face? I've lost all credibility for him. Looks like a fucking Soy Boy.
Oh, the Centaur?
No, not the Centaur. The dude. I can't even think of his name now. He's that fucking stupid.
Domri?
Domri, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Fucking.
Oh, he looks like, isn't everything fucking shiny and chrome?
Oh.
Yeah, it's Mad Max, Fury Road.
Yeah.
Just Gare.
Yeah. Super good.
Just Gare.
So they plucked him out of San Francisco
and shaved him and just gave him a mohawk.
They didn't have to. They
can't have Domri. Oh, yeah, that's true. He already had it.
I'm surprised they didn't give his ass a fucking faux hawk like a chick.
Nah, they're going to give him a mohawk. They give him a straight mohawk, like classic biker.
Okay, so, woohoo, your little avatar icon bullshit. I can care less if you have to pay for that or not. I mean,
and since you can buy
that doesn't affect
gold
the game
or gems. So, I mean, yeah,
the sleeves, I'm the sleeve thing, I'm 50-50 on. Like,
honestly, everything sounds like it's all cosmetic. It's just like you're able to flex on your opponent as much as you want, since most of the time, like, you can obviously see your own avatar, but you also see your opponent's. You can't see the backs of your sleeves, but your opponent can. And then the character, the full arts of the cards, both of you can see because they're both in play. So it literally just sounds like they're giving players the chance. Cause, I mean, honestly, like, we have Callum right now. He's grinding his way into the top 1,000, and the only thing he has to show for it is the fact that he's in the top 1,000. Now, just imagine if, like, he's playing some dude who's coming in from Diamond.
Well, we had Dopal, You know, he was he was up there too.
Yeah, he was, grinding
up. I don't know if he made Mythic or not.
I don't think so. I think he stopped. Maybe he did. I'm not too sure.
But there's a lot of shit that, I mean, that's a lot of fucking work, man. That's a lot of fucking work.
So, I mean, yeah, it shows, you know, being Mythic or whatever. That's
too much work for me. I'd rather play my fucking Division 2 or Fallout 76.
And
and grind for those little sleeves and whatnot, right?
Yeah, so for skins. Exactly. Yeah. So I think it's cool that, like,
at least on there I can kill people.
That is true.
Yeah.
That's very fair. But yeah, so I mean, it sounds like a good way to, like, reward players or to, like, incentivize players to want to keep grinding. Because the more you grind, the more things you can get. You know, gems if you have to buy them, or gold if you accrue it, or whatever in-game currency you can accrue. At least you can purchase them that way. Some of those things. So it's pretty cool, and you get rewarded for doing certain dailies or weeklies or whatever.
Yeah. Well, to touch on you mentioned how the legacy cards that were when they were reprinted, quote unquote, for
Vintage Masters.
Vintage Masters. The reason why they were able to do that was because they did change the art. They did have that set symbol to be released for online.
That is true.
And they cannot be claimed. The last thing I remember, they couldn't be claimed for the originals like that, like they did for other sets. You can't turn in a playset to get a playset.
That is true.
Yeah, it was those were limited to. You cannot do that.
That's true. Why? But Vintage Masters did come out like 5 years ago, and they stopped doing the full playset thing like 10 years ago.
Wow. Okay. Well, I don't fucking play online. Fuck that shit. But still,
hold on, Mono, you can still get.
Can you really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Christ. New sets only. They stopped specific sets back. Because people were going, oh, well, you know what?
I'm going to get Jace the Mind Sculptor.
Well, yeah, that was the thing. People were going, I need this Time Spiral block because people still were getting...
Makes hey, sense. Look at that. I finished my Time Spiral or I finished my Zendikar or whatever. Yeah. Well, so that's why. And with this, with the full arts and things, it's touchy. As long as they don't sell them, I think they're safe.
No,
because you can't just click buy and get it now instead of grinding for it. I think that's where they get to play it safe.
No, because I think grinding for them is just as easy as click buying.
Maybe potentially. I mean, I don't know.
I think I obviously just think it's going to be the same. Like, it doesn't matter whether you could buy them right off the bat or if you have to grind for them. If the fact that you can get them, it just means you can get them. So I don't think it's like a phase to going. Obviously, we already know that they're gonna cut Paper Magic off, you know, entirely. Yeah. But so they've already started that transition. If this is like a step in that direction, I honestly don't think so. I think this is just a way to reward these players, because I think they underestimated how, like, badly these players were going to try and, like, go for, you know, the top 1K, go for Mythic. Like, if they dropped it down to, like, Diamonds can get in, like, whatever the tier is right below Mythic, if, like, whatever tier is below Mythic, if you get into that and you can qualify, then it'd be different. But the fact you have to get to the highest tier, be top 1,000 people online to get an invitation to these things, and it's just like them saying, cool, here's some free shit that only counts on this.
Now, here's a brain fart. Earl Grey, how much personal information did they have to give when you created your arena account?
None
whatsoever. No address, no, besides credit card, obviously.
Yeah,
you put that in at some point.
Yeah,
well, fuck, I throw this my stupid idea out the window.
When you create your account, unless, because you don't, my account's not bound to my DCI number, so.
True. Yeah.
Well,
there goes that idea.
Basically, it's whatever email you set up for, and come on, you can go to Gmail, create one for fucking free. You can go to Outlook online.
I have five fake ones just for shit.
Just in case. Yeah. Well, I had this weird brain fart that maybe down the road they do some sort of super secret promo. Look what they did for our Oops, We're Sorry for that set a while back. They can send out random full arts of the box toppers to people. Hey, maybe, you know, hey, you've been a Mythic for X amount of time. Here's a playset of this random, you know, full art promo that came out.
I could see them doing something like that. I mean,
they probably,
that's why I wonder if there was any sort of personal information given when you created
the account. They still do it online. But
they just send you an email and go, hey, you have a prize.
Yeah, they can contact you through your email.
Yeah. Honestly, they're probably not going to send, if they were going to, since everything's online, they're not going to send you anything in real life.
I was expecting, with the way this beta is, they should have had it where if you're going to sign up for it, if you have a Twitch account, what's your Twitch name, what's your full name, address, the whole nine yards. They don't ask for no information whatsoever.
They don't want pedophiles. They don't want to know if there's pedophiles.
And the funny thing is that means you have guys like Bartaccini who can grind Mythic because he has
anonymously
and send whoever the fuck he wants
to play in the spot. Yeah.
Yep. So, right. No, I honestly don't think that they're asking for this information, because if you can link it to your DCI number, they already all your information is on your DCI, unless you forged it, of course. So like you have the option to. So if you don't bond it, you're opting out to give them information. So it is true that they could still send you some stuff, you know, by mail or whatever, you know, if you're linked up. But if you're not, you're just like, cool, like, I don't really give a shit. Like, I'm just here to...
I mean, I'm just thinking if they try to bridge the gap between online and paper in the future, that would be a possible way they could. Doubtful, but hey, I can dream.
Yeah, they could.
I have dumb dreams. I like my dumb dreams.
That's true. Or, like, since it still is, quote-unquote, a beta, when they, quote-unquote, officially release this...
Then they need all the information to continue.
Exactly. They'd be like, cool, like, you're testing to make sure the system works. We get most of the bugs out, at least, like, playstyle-wise.
Thanks for being a beta tester. Here's some goodies, some freebies for
everyone. We're gonna wipe you clean. We're gonna give you this much of the money and effort you spent into the game. So here's your payback for us taking away your thousands of dollars. Here's $200 worth of shit. Restart, and then now
it's real.
It's real, and you have to give us all the information we need so we can sell it to other companies and make more money. Thanks. Bye. That's it. So, I don't know what they're going to do with Arena, honestly.
Damn.
I don't see them doing a full-blown wipe. I think if that happens, it's an accident.
Ain't no accidents. There's no way they accidentally fucked up and they made it to where you could buy, you know, those boxes hella cheap or a lot. And their apology was, oh, here's a box topper. Here's a card that's specially made for some product that we're actually just going to release right now, or at least release the information on right now, just so happening at the same time. There's no fucking way. So
then you come back and you pay more money.
Yeah, that shit was planned. Like, they were like, yeah, we're going to send these out, but, you know.
They were going to send them out either way. Yeah, they were going to send them out either way. But there was actually a reason. They ended up having an excuse for it.
Yeah, now it looked even better, because now it's like, oh, we're apologizing, but at the same time, this is a sneak peek behind the curtain of what we're about to release to you guys, so keep it on all the show.
Okay, shut down.
Just saying. I mean,
speaking of which, man, we have a Patreon. We have one in $5 tiers. If you want a specialty tier where, you know, one of us has to contact you, or speaking of which, Tony.
See.
So Mr. Callum Bain decided to take you up on his, on that offer of yours.
So $10? $10. Yep. All right.
Yep.
All right. Did he select a date?
He hasn't set a date, so he's going to have to.
Yep. So Callum, unless you're privately messaging him, I really don't keep track. I really don't read a lot of the messages in the chat, so I apologize if I missed it. But yeah, so if you are down, if you want to take my offer, put it in the chat or message Earl Grey directly, and then so we can set up all the information. Pretty much we just need the date that you want us all to, you know, be on there all day, and then... Well, not day to day, excuse me, not day, day to day.
24 hour period, sorry.
Yeah, day, my apologies. I know I said date, I don't know why, I'm thinking of something else, but yeah, so specific day that you want us to be on there 24/7, or at least try to be, because we do have day jobs, so we'll try to be as active as possible.
Hey, I'm active as much as I am.
I know you're active as much, but
I get the real loophole. I'm only active at night.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not active at night, but I sleep during the day, so
yeah, same here.
Yeah, so
it'll go off, but I ain't gonna look.
Yeah, so definitely let us know what day you want that to be, and then once it's all set and done and going, the MTG Carbo Crack House will be active the entire day
until the day's over. May God have mercy on our souls.
Yeah, notifications on and everything.
All right, guys, we also got a Facebook, we got an Instagram, we got Twitter. God, I hate Twitter, but. There's so much shit on fucking.
There's so much information though, like the type of podcast we are,
and the type of fucking people that are actually. Yeah,
yeah. And I'm not gonna lie, dude. This fucking token's sick. Maybe it's because I'm like waiting for Goblin Slayer second season to come out. This Goblin's sick, bro. So it reminds me of Goblin Slayer.
Oh, dude, I was happy with the Hinamaru Sumo.
Yeah,
dude. Yeah, last episode is next week, dude. That's fucking badass. Yeah,
no, I watched the first episode. It seemed pretty sick, but what was it fucking? Oh, they just dropped. What was it? Shit, too. Like a whole bunch of anime are getting new or second season and shit. Like,
well, right now I know Shield Heroes on its last episode.
Yeah,
that one's fucking badass.
I think that one's getting a second season.
It should. It fucking should. Yeah. So if you guys like anime, man, also hit us up, man.
Yeah, we can talk a lot about it, man. It's the only reason
why I'm just sitting over here like, I'm the anime virgin. I don't really know what the fuck they're talking about. Help me. Oh, my God.
I mean, it's the only reason why I pay for the Crunchyroll account is so we can watch that
anime. So much
fun. Oh, dude, so good. Much. It's so
yeah, I've messed around on Crunchyroll before. I've found random shit that I'm like, I don't know what this is, but it's pretty cool. No,
there's some good shit. Black Clover is starting to get exciting. Fuck, dude. Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm not like getting into it. I know. That's something else.
All right, guys. Go check us up on our social media.
Go check out our Patreon.
Message us. Hey, man, because if you do, you can get invited to the DGN chat.
Yeah, if you come to the DGN chat, then you get to talk to us 24/7, or at least on a specific day to be announced 24/7, and you get to see ass, titties, dicks, trannies, the whole nine.
Midgets, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, the whole nine plus. We are
inclusive here.
Yeah, man, who says that we're misogynistic, homophobic?
Yeah,
assholes.
I mean,
racist assholes.
Racist assholes. Yeah.
I mean, we're racist, but
yeah, you're not wrong.
I'm an equal opportunity racist, man.
I'm not. Amen, I'm not racist. I hate everyone equally. Yeah, it's
amen.
It's just that.
But that's still considered racist.
Yeah, man. It's just certain times, certain races piss
certain
me off
times,
more.
Certain places.
Yeah.
Certain things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I mean things as in people that we can't tell what they are.
Exactly. Exactly. He knows. All right,
guys. This is Earl Grey.
It's Mr. Worldwide Dolly.
Park a lot.
And we'll see you in the next one.
Later.
Bye. Tap, tap, tap to attack. I'm addicted to that cardboard crack. Crack, 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 crack another pack. I'm addicted to that cardboard crack. I'm running out of cash. I'ma have to charge. Spend my rent money on some magic cards. I'm running out of cash.